W263AI Murfreesboro. W270AF Murfreesboro.
WGNS Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS action line continues. A search for truth.
Is that turned on? Okay. You okay?
Can you hear me, Joe?
I can.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line. We are live right here at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. Beautiful facility here, the Medical Clinic and Surgery Center. This is their second day of operation at the entire facility. The first 78,000 square feet phase opened in 2008, and the additional 155,000 feet opened yesterday. Joey P., you don't look that tired. I expected to see you just barely coming in here, but it's his young, positive outlook.
Maybe that and the first cup of coffee of the morning. But yesterday actually went very well, Bart. The day progressed with not a lot of the confusion and anxiety, I guess, was there anyway, but the confusion was not there. Patients were, I think, pleased to see our new facility. I think we had a sufficient number of staff to help direct patients, and as a result, things went very well. I want to compliment our staff on doing everything they could to make that first couple days, or at least the first day so far, a wonderful experience for patients. Now today, we've been a victim of our own planning. I understand we've got a little confusion in our lab this morning because we have 180 people scheduled for fasting labs this morning, where I think from over the weekend and then yesterday, in an effort to make yesterday better, they just bumped people a day, and we're a little overloaded down there now, but we'll work through that. I apologize to those folks. It may be a little inconvenience this morning, but we'll get through that.
Now keep in mind, if you are going to the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic for an appointment today, it's Garrison Drive.
That is correct. We took the white sign that's been there for, I guess, since 1979, the letters off the brick facade, and then we put a wrap around the monument sign down on the more northern entrance of Highland. So both of those have been made a little more clear that we're not there anymore. There's signs on the door if someone does happen to get there, but I think they'll be more surprised about the ease of finding a parking spot right in front of the building that,
right,
that might tell
door.
Them something, exactly. But I think yesterday, also the parking was not an issue, and now in my almost 15 years of being at the clinic, it's the first time I can honestly say that parking wasn't an issue at our clinic. So,
well, and I noticed that this morning too when I came up. I parked, you know, just maybe 20 feet, 30 feet from the door. I couldn't believe that.
Well, some of the planning restrictions and things keep the parking away from the door that a lot of folks are used to and really like is convenient, but I think it improves the appearance of the building. But we do have a large number of parking spaces, so hopefully the parking will be adequate for our patients now and as we continue to grow in the future.
Mm-hmm. Joey P. is the CEO of the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. He's with us this morning. By the way, if you're wanting to call in with a question, we ask you to hold off until half past when we stop and check on the traffic and weather. Then we'll open up the phone lines. And if you have any questions or comments, maybe you've already been here. Maybe you were here yesterday. It is beautiful here at the new Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Surgery Center. Joey brought some friends with us right here around the table. Who do you have here?
First, I have Dr. Jimmy Carter. Jimmy is a general surgeon with our clinic. He's been with us for quite a few years. But Jimmy is also having the honor and privilege of serving as our clinic's president. He's about 7 months into a three-year term. So I'm pleased with the job Jimmy's doing, and I think a lot of folks may have gotten to visit with Jimmy in the OR. Mm-hmm. Over the years, but
and Jimmy is glowing today. I mean, you will, if you're wandering around Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and you see somebody that's just glowing.
He's got heavy shoes on because this new grandpapa thing.
This is his first one,
and he's got another one that will be here shortly as well. So
when you make up for lost time, I mean, he's just jumping in. First grandchild, and then second one coming in a month.
That's exactly right.
Jimmy, how's it feel?
It feels like the way it should be.
Yeah.
This is what life is all about, and I'm very proud to be a grandfather.
Before the broadcast, we were talking about that subject, about this is what life is about. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Surgery Center, this is what life's about. This is, as you described it, a living being, a place for today and the future. Tell us a little about that.
Well, this, to me, represents sort of a generational upgrade. Just like in families, there's the great grandparents and the grandparents and the children and then the grandchildren. And this feels like sort of the fourth generation of the medical clinic and its life in Murfreesboro. And I think the leadership of the clinic has always kept in its close to its heart this idea that we will grow, and that we will grow proportionally to the growth of the community, and we always seem to rise to that level. And that we had our Rutherford Chamber business after hours meeting where we did our ribbon cutting. Mm-hmm. What was that, a week and a half ago?
The 29th.
And it was at that meeting where it dawned on me that this was really a living, this place, the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. I came about 22 years ago to have my professional practice here. And I have a daughter now in medical school who could come and practice here. Now, by the time she gets out of whatever training she does, she may or may not end up here, but she could. And I remember the leadership at the Rutherford Chamber meeting here the other night. Those people's children that are in medical school now or in pre-med or nursing school now, they will come and inhabit this place after I leave. And so that's the living, flowing, growing part of this place that makes it more than just a plastic green plant that you might see around, but actually a living place where not only can I have my career here and help the people that come to see me and all the doctors here, but then our children will be able to do the same thing. And that thought captivates me, actually, that it's more than just a place for me to make a life, but it's a place for many, many people to make their lives and then make lives better for people who are ill.
I remember a while back, many years ago, one of the broadcasts on WGNS was talking about the importance of making things available in the community. We're offering a great education with public schools and with MTSU, but the clue to making it just right is to have a place for those students who are educated to work afterwards, so they don't go out of the community to some other state, some other nation. And I think that's what you're offering here. You're offering an opportunity not only to serve the people who are living here, but jobs in the future for those who are growing up and being educated here. Well, and that's proud for parents.
Well, that's a nice segue to our next guest is Dr. Lisa Lowe. She's our most senior pediatrician. She's
very young.
And very young. But she's also, like me, a native of Murfreesboro in Rutherford County.
So there you go.
Right.
This is living proof of this.
That's what I was thinking when Jimmy was talking. I attended elementary school in Murfreesboro, Oakland High School, Middle Tennessee State University. Went away for a few years to East Tennessee to medical school, and then Florida for my residency, but came back here in 1987 to start my practice. So I have been here for 25 years, and it'll be 26 years in the summer. I was a patient of Dr. Jim Garrison as a child, at the original Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, which
now, when you say original, are you talking about that house downtown?
Well, I guess not. Maybe I don't know about that one, but it was the one that's the NHC.
On University.
On University.
Where NHC is.
Where NHC is, because my mother and I were talking about that this weekend, and she said, I can remember there was just hardly any parking there, and she said she was here with me looking around, and she said, now just look at all that parking. And so then, of course, when I started, Dr. Garrison was actually still in practice and retired a few years after I started practice. But and then my children have seen physicians here, and then someday, hopefully, I'll have grandchildren, mm-hmm. and they'll be here also. So
That's exciting to see that happening.
Yes.
And Joey, you have seen that progression because you grew up here and went to doctors at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic when you were a youngster.
Well, it's kind of interesting. My mother-in-law actually worked at the clinic back in the early 60s. And when back in 1999, we were celebrating our 40th anniversary, our 50th anniversary, in 1999. And I'd been at the clinic a little over a year at that time, and she starts going through some old photo albums and starts pulling out these pictures that we ultimately used in a newspaper piece that we did to commemorate our 50th anniversary as a clinic. And just to know that that type of legacy exists in this community among people that live here, that grew up here, that call us the clinic, and in a community of this size to still be known as the clinic. It's an honor that we don't take lightly, that we understand, I believe, that what we mean to this community, what our patients mean to us, what being able to bring quality physicians to our hometown, because, Bart, I'm an accountant by trade. I've never treated a patient here, never will treat a patient here, but I feel like I'm being impactful on my community when I can help create a facility like this, help recruit doctors and new specialties, to bring new technology to bear on the healthcare of my neighbors, my family. And all of a sudden, I'm having an impact on the community and more than just out doing books somewhere.
Now, when you look at 199,000 square feet, that's a big hospital. I mean, in most communities, 199,000 square feet is a big hospital.
It is. And when you consider what we offer here, that people still confuse us with a hospital. And that was the case on Highland. Hopefully now it's a little more evident when you're coming in, which one's the hospital and which one's the clinic. But there's a lot of things that you can have done here that you don't have to go to an inpatient setting anymore. The studies will tell you that getting your care typically in a hospital may not be the best place to get it, from primarily a cost and quality standpoint. Now, that's not to diminish anything that goes on at the quality facilities that we have surrounding us in this community and in Nashville, but there's a lot to be said about not having to go into the hospital.
Now, when you talk about expansion, I mean, this is really expansion. Dr. Carter was telling me earlier that you have added nuclear medicine. Tell us what that is and the significance of having that.
I would prefer the clinical minds to talk about that.
Okay.
But I will tell you this. We have the second machine like this in the state. And I say in the state because I think Fort Campbell has one, but I think the hospital is actually over in the Kentucky side. Vanderbilt just got one. We actually took delivery of our unit before they did, but theirs was operational for ours. It marries nuclear imaging with CT technology. A lot of folks have heard of CAT scans and things, and they have a little familiarity with what that is. And may never have had a nuclear medicine test. But I'll let the clinical guys talk about that and what it can do.
They're all pointing toward you, Jimmy. The grandfather.
Okay. Nuclear medicine is the modern version of the old x-rays. Mm-hmm. And it's a very expensive piece of equipment. It is the future of diagnostic work in medicine. One of the interesting things about nuclear medicine is that we're able to look at making the diagnosis of cancer, the actual diagnosis of cancer, without a biopsy, without cutting into someone's body or sticking a needle in them. In the future of diagnostics in cancer,
is this today? I mean, you can do this today. Or is this something that's
somewhat? But we do lots of diagnostic work with nuclear medicine now. If your gallbladder is not functioning well, we can do a nuclear test of the gallbladder to see exactly how much it's not functioning and whether or not you're a candidate to have your gallbladder removed. We can look at the function of the heart by filling the bloodstream with material that is exposed to the nuclear cameras, and we can see how well the heart pumps.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the future, into the future, and why this particular piece of equipment is so important is that we can label with nuclear molecules cancer cells specifically.
Wow.
And be able to see them under a CAT scan that's attached to this nuclear diagnostic equipment, and make the diagnosis without losing any blood, and the first drop of blood. And that's where diagnostics are going, which is, you know, everybody wants to know if they have when they're ill, well, I just want to make sure I don't have cancer. Well, if we can divide out the sheep and the goats, in a sense, the ones that do and the ones that don't, without having to stick a needle in or cut a piece out to see, that's one of the new frontiers in medicine. And I think the way I feel about the nuclear equipment that we've just purchased is that we have the thought and the forethought here collectively as physicians, and not just us, but it's all over the country, that when time comes to upgrade and to buy into the brave new world, such as it is, whatever that happens to be, we've always mustered the will. Fortunately, collectively, we can do this all together, purchase the equipment, and then begin using it in this community when the time comes. We do that with lots of different testing capacities that we have here and have over the years. And so it just bespeaks a commitment to the front line of medicine. And fortunately, the more doctors you band together, sort of at the hip pocket, the more you can keep up with the flow of medicine. If you don't keep up with the flow of medicine, you'll be overwhelmed by the tide and left in its aftermath, as opposed to riding the wave forward.
So this puts your non-invasive treatment of diseases a notch up, several notches up.
And keeping up with the pace of modern medicine is the growth in medicine, the growth in the financial part of medicine, where people are worried about their insurance bill, medical insurance bills, and the American Affordable Care Act that's coming upon us. Everybody's worried about that, but these are the kind of things that push the cost of medicine, but they also reduce the risk to people. If I don't have to stick a needle in someone, which I do often many times a day, or cut into their body to get a diagnosis, that's a huge benefit to people.
Yeah.
It reduces their fear factor. It gives them some confidence. And then when we have to make a diagnosis of malignancy or something else, there are many other things we can make diagnoses with our nuclear capacity. But we also have MRI. We have two CT scanners. We have some breast diagnostics equipment for breast lumps and many other things. High resolution ultrasound equipment with some fabulous technologists that work for us. We can run the gamut of diagnostics.
So if you virtually eliminate the need to have a large opening into the body to go in and do an operation, you have dramatically reduced the healing, the need to heal. I mean, you've eliminated, I guess, that wound is probably sometimes bigger than the operation.
Right.
And I'm looking at that personally because, you know, about 2 years ago I had I had surgery for my heart. Thought I was going to go in for a stem cell and found out that I needed a triple bypass.
Wow.
The recuperation is not from anything other than them having to open up the chest. And you're saying that we're getting close to the point where you won't have to do things like that.
It's kind of a Star Trek.
It's great.
It's the first with cardiac stent work, for example, mm-hmm. when you can put stents in without having to cut the chest open.
Right.
Is
that time here?
Well,
I guess it is.
Absolutely, but some people still need operations. Some people still need big cuts on their abdomen or their chest or those kinds of things still. And we may not ever reduce that need to zero, but all the things in medicine with the pharmaceuticals that we have, the diagnostic works that we have, some of the treatments that we apply to cancer are less and less invasive and intrusive to people's lives.
Okay, this is exciting that this is happening here in Murfreesboro. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Surgery Center is making it happen. 193,000 square feet. That's how much this new facility is. A huge facility. We are broadcasting live from the atrium, and it is gorgeous. We're on the second floor, and as Dr. Jimmy Carter had described before the broadcast, you were looking back to earlier times. Tell us a little about that. Then we'll take a break, and if you have questions, we'll open up the phone lines. But you had a beautiful description. Share that with us.
When I saw this atrium from afar out on Thompson Lane, you look over and it reminded me of one. This is probably an exaggeration, but it reminded me of one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. One of them was the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. One of them happened to be the lighthouse of Alexandria, which was called the Pharos. It's spelled Pharos, and it was in prior to, you know, it was in BC times, but they put a very large lighthouse out on an island out in the Gulf around Alexandria, and then they built a massive fire so the ships could see, and that, of course, they didn't have lights back then, but the fire acted as a light. Anyway, when the lights were turned on and I was over off of Thompson, driving off of Thompson Lane looking, which I probably should have been keeping my eye on the road, but it looked like a lighthouse, and it reminded me of the picture that I showed you earlier of the Pharos of Alexandria, which was, and it just, you know, it was nice to know that the architects did such a wonderful job in making this a beautiful place.
Oh, and there, for those of you, you may not have been to see the original, but there is a replica in Alexandria, Virginia. And if you've been to Washington, D.C. and been in that area, you've seen that.
That's right.
As you've traveled around. Well, we are very fortunate today to be here at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. We're going to pause for just a moment, check on the weather and traffic. We'll be back. And if you have any questions about the new Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, or if you have a memory of the earlier, any of the three previous locations, whether it's the one where NHC is now on University Street, the one that they just moved out of on University, or the one that was downtown, and where was
Spring
that?
Street.
Spring Street.
Just less than a block off of Main.
Okay.
So near Beckman's.
Yes, I think it's between Beckman's and Main Street, a little white building.
Is the building still there?
It is.
It is.
I think it's a law office now.
Okay.
It's across from what is SunTrust Bank.
Yeah.
And Wright Travel, I think.
Okay. 893-1450 is our number. The lines are open now, and if you have a question, when we get back, we'll take those questions from you. 893-1450. Stay with us. We are live at the beautiful new Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Surgery Center.
And a good morning to you. It is 8:35 right now. You are tuned to WGNS. Today's show is brought to you in part by Bell Jewelers. Stop by Bell Jewelers today to get that perfect Valentine's Day gift. Give her jewelry, flowers, candy, and dinner out when you spend $99 or more at Bell Jewelers. Spend $499 or more and give her a $50 gift certificate to Nurture Nook Day Spa. Here's something else that's cool. You can rekindle your love this Valentine's Day by spending $999 or more at Bell Jewelers, and you'll also be able to give her a Kindle Fire HD. All of that available at Bell Jewelers on Broad, across the street from Toots. Stop by Bell Jewelers today. It is 8:36, and now a check on the traffic.
Hi, I'm Robert McConnell from Robert's Auto Repair. What's the difference between my car repair shop and some of the others here in town? We work hard with our customers and treat them like family.
Robert's Auto Repair, honest and fair, on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
Good morning. We have quite a bit of congestion on I-24 headed into downtown. No reports of accidents or incidents, just lots of slowdown around the Bell Road exit. Also, the 40 West junction with I-24 West, big time slowdown there. We've got traffic easing in Murfreesboro, Old Fort Parkway at Bridge Avenue, Old Fort Parkway at Chapin Place, Old Fort Parkway at Kasem Lane. If you're suffering from headaches, low back pain, or been in a car accident, Dr. Frails at Back to Life Health and Wellness can help. Call Back to Life Health and Wellness, 834-2600. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
You can go all the way at Ford of Murfreesboro Truck Country USA. Game season may be here, but there's no games at Ford of Murfreesboro. Right now, drive away in a new Ford F-150 for just $17,990. Not one, every new 2013 Ford F-150 with an MSRP of $24,665 is just $17,990. Also, get 0% financing for 60 months. Hurry to Ford of Murfreesboro, 1550 Northwest Broad Street, or visit fordofmurfreesboro.com.
I'm David Lee. Come see me at Ford of Murfreesboro.
Hi, this is Peter Demas, and I'm inviting you to come eat with our family at Demas's restaurant. One of our managers came up with an idea of pans to go. You can get pan spaghetti, you know, lasagna, grilled chicken tenders. A lot of times companies at lunchtime also get a pan of salad and a pan of chicken tenders, and people can make their own chicken salad. Also on our website, there's a list of all the pans to go options that we have, but it serves about 6 to 8 people. Pans to go. Come to our Demas's restaurant in Murfreesboro, which is located on 1115 Northwest Broad Street.
We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450. Worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
It is 8:38 right now. Temperature outside is holding at 44 degrees. Don't forget, coming up tonight is Sports Night with George Plaster. That'll be live at 3 o'clock this afternoon. I said tonight, but it's 3 o'clock this afternoon. And just before that, it's All Sports Talk with Monty Hell Jr. And before that, at 1 o'clock, it's Financial Coaching Radio with Jason Qualls. All of that coming your way this afternoon, all local, all live, right here on WGNS. The time once more is 8:39. Let's get a look at the weather forecast right now. Here is Mandy.
Good morning, Scott. We do have a chance for showers developing this afternoon. Overcast skies, highs in the mid-50s. And we'll have a light northeast wind around 5. Occasional rain for tonight, 41 for your low. We'll continue to have rain chances into Wednesday with the cloud cover upper 40s. We'll see sunshine by Thursday, though, 56 degrees for your high temperature. Friday, cloudy skies and 50 for your high. I'm WeatherEye staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Thanks a lot, Mandy. Again, right now, 44 outside. Well, after 15 years in Rutherford County, a local business settles into a retail space at The Avenue. Southern Breeze Home Design Center is Murfreesboro's premier home remodeling destination, and they are one of our newest advertisers. Their showroom features cabinetry, countertops, flooring, blinds, and plantation shutters, along with replacement windows and exteriors. Not only does Southern Breeze provide clients with the convenience of a showroom in The Avenue, they also provide the necessary installation service. By providing the products and the installation, the project is completed in a timely manner. Whether they're performing an entire home remodel or a simple cabinet hardware replacement, their goal is to offer the utmost precision and efficiency. That according to owner Daniel Gammon. He said, "We have experienced professionals managing your project from concept to completion." Visit Southern Breeze Home Design Center at The Avenue, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. Or you can find them online at southernbreezehome.com. Again, we'd like to welcome Southern Breeze to our airwaves right here on WGNS, one of our newest advertisers, Southern Breeze Home Design Center in Murfreesboro in The Avenue. Time right now is 8:41. We're going to head back to Bart Walker, who is at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and we'll open up those phone lines. I understand we do have some calls on hold, so that comes your way next. Here is Bart Walker.
It's good to be back again. We're here at the beautiful Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Surgery Center. Joey P. is with us, the CEO here. Dr. Jimmy Carter, the president of Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, is with us. And Dr. Lisa Lowe, the senior pediatrician. And Joey, you had a point you wanted to make.
Yeah, as we were talking off air, Bart, with our new CT, there's a couple more capabilities that I wanted to mention. One is the marrying of the CT and nuclear technologies. Now they're positioned on the same table. They undergo both studies without changing pieces of equipment. So when those images are married, it's not as if your shoulder shifted a different way when you move or anything. You're on the same table, so you get a little better image quality there. Secondly, it's real important, and I'll ask Dr. Lowe to speak to this for our younger patients, is we have the capability to let this be a low-dose unit when it's capturing images using a much lower dose of radiation than has historically been used when children have needed CAT scans. So, Lisa, if you would speak to that.
Well, that's important because in the pediatric literature, there's quite a bit of concern about excessive radiation in children receiving multiple, for example, multiple x-rays of their chest, multiple CT scans of their abdomen. Much of this is done on an emergent basis, a lot of times in an emergency room at night or some sort of an urgent care facility. But when we're able to see our patients and have these concerns, we are able to offer these x-ray tests at a much lower dose of radiation because the concern is the cumulative effect of this radiation could harm children as they become adults. So we're very fortunate that we have some new technology here and very quality radiologists that can interpret these tests for us.
So there's no need at all to drive to any other city anywhere. I mean, it's all right here at the new Murfreesboro Medical Center.
Well, especially with a parent with a child. And you know, if you go in to see a physician, Bart, you can typically say, well, I heard here, and the physician can ask you questions and you can respond and complete that examination process. A lot of times with the pediatric patients, you don't have that ability. The patient can't talk yet. You're just basic on how they look, how they feel, maybe a little lethargic or something. So when we have those capabilities to keep patients here without increasing a parent's anxiety, or for that matter, any patient's anxiety, other family members, to maybe put their mind at ease. Doctors Carter and Lowe were talking a little bit about the hallway consults that can happen where a child comes in that Lisa thinks may have appendicitis. We're not having to send them somewhere. We're having to roll them down the hall now. And that's the best advantage, both for our physicians and especially our patients, now that all of our physicians are back under one roof, that if she has a question about one of her patients, she can walk the patient down the hall, track down a general surgeon, track down an ENT, track down one of the other specialists, and get that patient seen pretty much right then. At least have a conversation about, hey, what do you think I need to do about this? Do you need to see the patient? Can it wait till tomorrow? But something, especially again with the kids, because as a parent myself, you don't know. You're concerned, am I doing the right thing for my child? And when a pediatrician can put a parent's mind at ease that your child will be okay, we'll get them in tomorrow, or we'll get them in right now.
Whatever's needed.
Whatever's needed.
You're able to do it right now here.
Well, one of the, I think that's a way to do that, where Dr. Lowe might take her pediatric patient down to another office. One of the things that happens frequently, and practice, my practice of surgery, is we can just walk down to the pediatrics office,
right,
or walk down to the internal medicine office, and there's the patient never has to move, and all of a sudden there's a convergence of multiple specialties on the cheap.
Mm-hmm. Right, just there to help. That's the goal.
And if you think about what's happening in Washington and all the discussion you hear about healthcare and stuff, we've been doing accountable care for years. We've been doing a patient-centered medical home for years. Now they're developing certifications for it. They're calling it other things. It's just what we call a multi-specialty medical group that we've been doing for a little over 60 years.
Let's go to the phones. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. You're on WGNS Live at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Surgery Center. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Hello there. Well, good morning.
I have a question for Joey.
Yes,
Joey,
ma'am.
I know you have been busy moving, but have you had time to schedule the first blood drive at the new facility?
I do not know if that has been scheduled yet. The employee committee takes care of most of those, but as a multiple gallon donor myself, I will make sure that gets on our calendars.
Thank you for calling. Joey's heart's with the Red Cross. He's a past chairman of the board with the Heart of Tennessee chapter. Thank you for calling. 893-1450. Scott, do we have another call here? Okay. 893-1450. If you have a thought you'd like to share with us dealing with the beautiful facility here, maybe you have not had a chance to see it yet, you need to come over and take a look. It's near the new hospital. I guess that's a good way to describe.
The way I tell people is, if you're driving down Thompson Lane, Garrison Drive runs parallel to Thompson Lane. We're across from the battlefield, kind of right behind New Vision Church. You can see us from the intersection of Gateway Boulevard, Wilkinson Pike, and Thompson Lane. Several of the physicians have remarked about our signage on the building to the physicians that have been over here since 2008. We did not have signage on the building, waiting on the second phase and to put the signage on then. And now that we have that, it is a lot easier to say, well, our sign's on the building. You'll see our logo on the south end. And then right over the main entrance, you'll see the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic letters.
And plenty of parking.
And plenty of parking. For now, say that tomorrow we'll be overrun.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS, live at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Surgery Center.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, I'm enjoying your program. It's so nice to hear the doctors, and I missed them at the old location, though. That seemed like they was more convenient for me to get to them. But I guess I'll be happy with the parking that they have now that you're talking about. I really basically called to say hello to Dr. Carter. I met Dr. Carter back in 1997. He did surgery on my husband, and I found him to be such a pleasurable type and personable type person. So warm and all. So when you said he was glowing this morning, it's nothing less than I expected. But one of the things, he did surgery on my husband, and my husband died 2 years later, but it wasn't according to anything that Dr. Carter did. And I remember when he did the surgery, I wanted to pray over his hands, and I hope there's somebody in your clinic now, especially in the surgery and the near about it. It's just to pray over them, period, but especially. Did I hear from the background that he had a daughter that was a surgeon?
This is Dr. Carter, and good to hear from you. And I do have a daughter in medical school who will certainly more than likely be a surgical specialist.
Well, then you'll have to get on with the praying of the hands on her hands. Because
did you take my hands in your hands and lift them up over my head and pray for me?
And I prayed for you. And I believe you said that was the first time that had been done. But anyway, I always believe in everything that should be prayer. But anyway, all of you and each one of you, and congratulations on your position, too, as a director.
Thank you.
And I just thank you, Bart, for having such programs on this. So much, it's so informative to us so that we will know where to go, what to do. And just thank you for the compassion in your heart. Have a good day to all of the people that's in the audience.
Thank you very much.
Today. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. You have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
893-1450 is our phone number. That's what it's all about,
Tommy.
You heard the love, the care, the appreciation. Being thankful that you helped their family. And this is just the beginning. I mean, we're looking back. Dr. Jimmy Carter said four generations, four locations. Can you imagine how many people have been touched? But this is a new beginning that we're seeing today. With the excitement of medicine, the way it is now, changing in such a positive way. As you said, it's almost like Star Trek is here today. And it seems possible now that we might see the time where they just wave a wand over you and say, well, there you go. You're fixed. Move on.
Well, Bart, as you look at the number of patients, the number of lives that the physicians over the years from our clinic have touched, is that we're on, I want to say, about 450,000 if you're looking at chart numbers. And you know, I think back, I lost my father-in-law last week. His chart number was less than 3,000. Mm-hmm. And we typically assign those in numerical order. So to think as here was somebody that had an active chart still, less than 3,000. Just recently, I want to say in the last couple of years, we lost patient number 11. Hmm. So her chart number was number 11.
So they have a chart that basically is from their first day they ever came here.
That is correct. Right. That is correct. And to now think that, okay, we're over 450,000, the number of lives, the number of people that the physicians here have been able to help, to as the caller just alluded, to be a part of their lives, that she remembers what Dr. Carter did for her husband. And, you know, Dr. Lowe was talking about coming to see Dr. Jim and those types of people. Jimmy was mentioning about maybe his daughter could come practice here. Well, we've got two physicians mm-hmm. whose fathers practiced here. Dr. Debbie Williams, her dad was Dr. Olin Williams. Dr. Elizabeth Bray, her dad was Dr. Rad Smith. And so if Jimmy's daughter came back, it wouldn't be the first time that had happened. Mm-hmm. So it's great to be part of an organization that has a commitment to a community. And you know, Murfreesboro's in our name, but it's more than that. We've become a regional medical destination for people in surrounding counties to come see the physicians here, to come have surgery, to come see our pediatricians. And normally you think of a PCP as somebody local. We're having patients coming from two and three counties away mm-hmm. to see our pediatricians. So it's wonderful things like that where we're impacting people in this area, in this community, for generations.
Do people know that that person who passed away recently, number 11, do they know that they were number 11? I mean, there is...
Does the patient know?
Or their family? That should be a sense of pride.
I think patient number 11 did, because they were...
That's pretty unusual.
It is. To think about getting your care for that many years, that you would be patient number 11. But still, when you know, my wife's chart number's in the 80,000s.
Mm-hmm. Mine is in the 70,000s.
So, yeah. You know, you can think
about... To think of 11.
Yeah.
Just 70,000.
Back when we had the old paper charts, we had these little, you know, the number stickers on there, mm-hmm. so there was 0000011 or 1-1
right.
to do that, and you know, it was just an interesting thing to to think about the impact this clinic's had on people's lives over the years.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS live at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Surgery Center. Good morning.
Yes, I just wanted to say good morning to Dr. Carter. He's been our family surgeon forever. I guess he knows by my voice who I am. And he took care of my daddy, and he's took care of me and my sisters. And Dr. Lowe, she was my son's pediatrician, and my number starts in the 15, I think it's 150718.
Oh,
now,
wow.
I went
so
to
she
Dr.
knows.
Garrison as a child. So.
And I think your daddy was a friend of Dave Macon's kids.
That's right. That's right. I knew you'd
See,
know my
that's
voice.
The friendships that are formed. Mm-hmm. This is a family operation, although it's not one family. It creates a family in the community.
Well, I think a lot of folks, and thank you for calling this morning. We do appreciate getting some feedback from you, but you hear so many people and talk about health care in the government levels. In 1997, this clinic sold, created a relationship with a practice management company, and that's about the time that I joined the clinic. And what that taught me, that's just reinforced daily by patients like that, by the previous caller, doctors aren't commodities. Your relationship with your physician has to be a trusting personal relationship. And when you have that type of relationship, you truly have something that can work to better your health, because you're comfortable communicating with that doctor. You understand that the physician cares about you, cares about trying to keep you healthy, and you can't just plug one out and plug another one in, because it just doesn't work that way. People have relationships that develop over the years. I thought it was interesting and to have a patient refer to Dr. Carter, well, he's my family's surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
You know, no offense to Dr. Carter, but I don't want a family surgeon.
You don't want to need one.
That's exactly right. There's just
but
some...
when you do, it's good to have one here.
Yeah, it's good to know one and know one that I would trust. And, you know, fortunately in my position, I know several. Mm-hmm. But to have her, in her mind, believe... If I need surgery, I'm going to Dr. Carter.
Because right. There's a friendship.
And, yes. You know, remembering Dr. Lowe, he was my son's pediatrician. Yeah. We had Jerry Campbell retired a few years ago.
Who was my two children's doctor.
He was all, and I want to say, was he your grandchildren's physician there mm-hmm. for a while? So mm-hmm. if I remember correctly, Dr. Campbell was in some cases, when he retired, seeing the third generation. He'd seen the grandparents as children when he first came into practice.
Right.
He'd gone through their children, and then those children were bringing in their children. So he was on his third generation of patients.
I want to thank you, Joey P., CEO here at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Surgery Center, for all you do and continue to do for the community. Dr. Lisa Lowe, thank you very much for keeping our children healthy. That's what a phenomenal job.
Thank you.
Dr. Jimmy Carter, congratulations. Number one granddad, soon to have his second grandchild. I mean, double whammies within a couple of months. So congratulations to you. He's the president of the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. We are so thankful to have this facility here. Thank you for letting us broadcast from your beautiful facility.
Glad to do it, Bart. Appreciate what you do for the community as well.
Thank you, Joey. And again, we stress, if you're going to the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic today, Garrison Drive, not Highland. Okay. No parking places. It's an empty parking lot over on Highland.
And we're not running shuttles. So.
You have a great day. Truman comes along next, right after the news.